Let's get ready to go, because this is the Chet Show! And it's gonna be fun.
Oh, hang on, I'm on
the train headed back to Indiana.
I like how you say that. With a little cynicism, like, it may or may not be for you. I'm gonna have a blast.
This is the beginning of a brand new Chad Matthew podcast. I know a lot of you have not heard me talk with so much passion before.
It's the beginning of a beautiful thing.
It's going to be an amazing friendship. It will. You're going to love me. Let's go. Going to be a beautiful show today. There is no tension today, absolutely not, because I am here with one of my buddies who is a gem to my crown, Matthew Michele, the photographer genius, young entrepreneur, full of grit, spark, and wit. It is Matthew, everybody. Let's hear it for it.
I think genius might be a bit generous. No?
Why not? Why not? I reckon you are genius-like because you have all the tendencies of a genius.
What are the tendencies of a genius?
Productivity.
Okay. That's it. That's all it is. It's
well,
productivity.
You know what? It's only thinking until it's actually out there.
Okay.
Genius has to be brought to fruition, my friend. And you do that so well.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So I'm glad that you're here.
I meant surprise
that you were going to be here. You know,
yeah.
I mean.
But you told me about since before it started, so yeah.
Yes, I did. I did. See, I don't normally tell people about things before I do them.
Oh.
But I did see.
Yeah, I've got the inside scoop.
You did have the inside scoop. You do. I don't like telling many people about things because I think it's good to be able to just be productive.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
And just kind of show people what you have done, not what you're going to do.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So I want to obviously have you here to talk about photography, but even more so, you are a young 20-year-old man.
Yes, I am.
A young 20-year-old man who is very ambitious, who obviously has a background, a story, and something to share with people my age, people older, and obviously to people who are younger looking to create their own businesses, get out there and start making use of their talents.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
So do I. Stop those short-ended questions.
I've got to try and extend the sentences.
Try and extend the sentence, Matt. Keep them on the edge of their seat, not waiting for each little syllable, but actually sentence. So tell us a bit about your background, your story.
Like Chad said, hi, I'm Matthew. I'm 20 and I'm a photographer.
So Matthew, should we tell them a bit about some of the photography sessions that we've done?
We'll start there. That's an easy one.
Really? I don't know if it was easy having been dragged
around. Well, it's
easy
to talk about because there's a lot to talk about because, you know, I go out to shoot. I go out to do a photography session with Chad, but most of the time I'm just learning his life story. So.
And now everyone gets to learn.
Yeah, exactly. Now everyone hears it. So it's great. You're sharing it around. It's not just me. You have a whole audience to hear you. It's the new way. You don't even need someone in the room for you to talk to them.
I know, right?
Just have a whole bunch of people listening.
Just people listening. Well, I think that podcasts, I don't know, are you a podcast listener?
Yeah, I do a few.
Yeah, I think they're really cool because they, you know, you can listen to it for as long as you like, you know, what kind of stories you're interested in.
Yeah, exactly.
If something kind of gets like boring or not really on your level, you can just kind of go, oh well, not interested in that. And I love the fact that we can kind of share a bit more information because like what I want to talk a bit more today about is the photography business, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in it for such a long time, but even though it's hard on my side of the camera, it's even harder on your side of the camera because there's so much work and so many clients want so much for so little.
Yeah.
And, absolutely. And I want to get to that.
Yeah.
So we'll just finish off these mammoth walks. So let's just tell these poor people, well, these wonderful people about your poor self who had to be dragged around coastal walks. So I always have these ideas of shoots.
It seems a lot more easy in your head, doesn't it? A lot more straightforward. But it's fun. No, I always enjoy them. It's always very different to other shoots I do. Because, you know, well, like you said, you're pretty much taking me on a coastal walk.
I know,
yeah,
right.
Exactly. Well, the first big one was the fashion shoot where we started at Circular Quay and jumped on a ferry. And then where'd we go to?
Watson's Bay.
Watson's Bay, yeah. I spent the day there, essentially. Literally till the sun was going down. I'm still taking photos of you.
See, the thing is with Matt is, like, I enjoy working with people, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And I enjoy, like, the process. And even if I don't, like, agree or they don't agree or you know, we have to find a compromise or I said to you, oh, I want you to have creative control over the shoots that we did at my place and kind of, you know, do a bit more of the visual thinking. And I love that. I love that about our industry, that there is room for people to have ideas. It's not just black or white. Literally,
no, absolutely.
Because pictures are color.
There's no one way of doing something in this industry.
No, that's
literally infinite.
Yeah, and I love that.
It's going to keep expanding as well. That's what I love about it as well. You know, I can bring my own thing to the table. I like to think I bring my own thing to the table.
When did you pick up a camera?
It was year 9, so it would have been about 14, 15,
okay,
around that age.
Was it a mobile or an actual camera?
No, it was a DSLR. Well, my brother had an SLR, a proper camera. You know, before that, but he was sort of hobbyist, and then I picked it up a little bit through school on that, and then, yeah, from there, just going out of school, I knew I didn't really want to go to uni or anything, so I thought, okay, well, I'll look at TAFE and did, you know, a Cert 4 and a diploma at TAFE in photography, and yeah, just kept going from there. It was this sort of thing of I picked it up and thought, you know, I like it, so why not just keep going, give it a shot, see how far I can go with it.
Do you have your first pictures that you took, or...?
Probably somewhere.
You don't have like a
on, no,
a,
not printed and framed
picture that's like this was where it all began.
I've got a few from the early days that I guess I can say were the first good ones.
Yeah,
but yeah. I don't know. I could probably find like the very first ones as well. Yeah.
Do you know what I like about Matt's bedroom? I was there the other day to pick up.
Yeah, you're in my bedroom the other day.
No, I was
just clarify, my desk with my computer is also in my bedroom.
I was over at his place picking up a USB, and I met your mum.
Yep.
And your brother. I didn't really meet him, but I saw him there. And your cats.
Yeah.
And I was there, and I also noticed this the other day. Right, I was walking up on my coastal walk, and I saw some kids taking some Polaroids.
Yeah.
And the thing about Matt in his room, like, he's a photographer, and I thought that he would have, like, I've even got pictures of myself up on the wall, and I thought that you would have, like, the art. And as a true kind of artist who likes authenticity, you had genuine pictures of your friends and family up on the wall that were, like, just one snap pictures.
Yeah.
And I loved that.
Yeah,
you remember me commenting on,
on exactly.
That? And so I was over there, and we're getting all these files because, as you've probably noticed, I've shot like so many different things.
Yeah,
and I use like all of it because I like to build the social media, and Matt knows that, and we kind of work on the basis where we do some portfolio stuff, and we try and be as little or as adventurous as possible.
Yeah, exactly. We have a goal for a shoot, but there's also always other things we get out of it.
I think that's important, right? Like, it's, you have to have a some kind of...
Yeah, of course, you have to have some kind of goal, but it's almost a waste of... I find it like almost a waste of your time and your effort if you're not going to get a few other things out of that as well.
Yeah.
Like when we go to your... Well, like when I came to your place, we set up the backdrop, we set up the lights and that. If we did literally just the pictures we needed, it would have been, you know...
It would have been
would have gone what we needed, but why not do the other stuff as well?
No, so, exactly. Yeah. And that's kind of like what I want to tie into your story. It's like, what got you interested in the aspect of building it as a business? Like, so you know how you said you picked up a camera at 9 and you went and you did
in year nine.
And then you did some photography at school and then you did TAFE. How long was TAFE?
TAFE was a year and a half all up. So Cert 4 was a half a year.
Okay.
And then diploma was a full year.
Oh, that's shorter than I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that like a quick course, like a full-time course? Or?
Yeah, that was full-time. So yeah, if you did sort of part-time, I think the Cert 4 extends to a full year, and then the diploma, I'm not sure how long it is part-time. But there are other options. Like there are like sort of uni courses there as well. I know UTS has one. I'm sure other unis have photography courses as well.
Yeah. Do they teach you business like strategies, or is it just purely photography?
At TAFE
or any of them, really?
Well, yeah, at TAFE, what was really good was the hands-on aspect. Like that's how I, you know, like to learn. So yeah, TAFE is a lot more hands-on. They did teach you a lot of the business aspects as well. And of course, it was the artistic side. So, you know, I thought TAFE was really good. What I've heard of some unis are that it is very much theory and the artistic side. And obviously that's great, but if you want to make a living as a photographer, I think, you know, you need that business side as well. So
What's the theory? Like what is
it's like art theory and stuff. So like, you know, principles of design, that sort of thing, which obviously I learned that at TAFE as well. So principles of line, you know, like line, texture, pattern, all that sort of thing, color.
So give us an example, like, because if we talk about a business, these things are really important, right? Because businesses and being able to run with a client's idea, you have to have that skill,
right? Yeah, of course.
So what is, give an analogy or a bit of a background of like kind of what that was or what you used to get through that part of the course.
Oh yeah, don't get me wrong. Like obviously the theory is really important. What I sort of heard of the uni courses and that were that it was sort of too theory heavy, not enough prac heavy.
Right.
So the way I taped it was, you know, pretty much everything was intertwined. Like if there was theory, you'd use examples from your own prac, that sort of thing.
Okay.
That's how I found it worked anyway.
Yeah.
Obviously everyone has a different experience, but yeah, for me, that was how it fell, how the cookie crumbled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that, I mean, I'm 38, you're 20. I've got more energy than you most days.
Yes.
And we would definitely think that I was, if we were being socially examined, I would be conceived to be the younger variety.
Yeah.
But I don't go by those rules or believe in that.
No.
Nonsense.
You shouldn't.
So I guess as a young person, what's your take on clients and like terminology, and do they speak to you that you find any differently to how they might speak to someone older? Like have you had any moments where you feel that they treat someone younger to be more experienced, more enthusiastic, less enthusiastic?
Mm. Yeah, I definitely think there's a difference in how you get treated. I had a few instances where, like, you know, people haven't sort of, you know, expected that I'd charge that much. I don't think I was charging like very much at all. No. I thought I was being very reasonable.
Yeah.
People expecting things for free and that. I think that is a thing of age as well. And, you know, admittedly, I'm not, you know, I don't have a massive business yet or anything. I'm still very much at the beginning of my career. But yeah, I think the thing of just not looking old sort of gives people the impression that you're not as experienced. But, you know, it doesn't mean you don't deliver a good product.
No, that's exactly right.
And, yeah.
And that's why I kind of want you on the show.
Yeah.
Because I feel that everything you're saying to a younger audience is so, sometimes experience doesn't give you the hurdle that best teaches you. No. Sometimes hearing about somebody else's way through can actually give you a little bit more tool base.
Exactly.
And help you.
Yeah.
Be a bit more prepared.
Yeah.
Then kind of go blindly by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And perseverance is big. Like, you know, I've had those knockbacks of people who don't want, you know, who haven't thought I would charge that much in that, but it's not like I try not to back off, lower my price, say, oh, it's okay, I won't charge you sort of thing. You know, you need to be, you're a professional and you've got to act the way that, you know, you want to be treated, really.
Definitely. So coming back to home, so you used to live at home. Yes. You're with your mum, your brother. Well, you're only 20.
Yeah, exactly.
Fine.
Yeah, so my mum, dad and my brother.
Yeah. Yep. And does the photography come from anywhere else in the family?
Not majorly. Like I said, my brother sort of had a DSLR before I did.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit older than me, so, you know, he had it as a bit of a hobby. No, my grandfather had a DSLR. Like, I've got his own old film camera. I played with that a little bit, but he wasn't professional by any means. So it's just kind of,
so you picked it up.
Yeah.
And so that's what I like. That's why I think we're friends. Is because you're a person who kind of, you know, will get something in their mind, then they won't procrastinate. They'll actually go and start working on it.
Yeah.
And now you're at the point where you're selling it.
Yeah.
And definitely that's why I love hanging around you. It's like, even though I'm always the younger, very hyperactive, crazy person.
Gotta, like, tap into your energy source or something. Some, like, prick you with a needle.
Sometimes I think I drain this poor boy. Just like, just stop talking. But it's all with love.
And sometimes it's like, why aren't you talking back? I don't know what to say.
You're
taking all of my points.
So what would be some of the best photography sessions that you've had so far? Like, what kind of inspires you as a photographer? Because I know that you like architecture. We had that conversation when we were walking after a shoot that time, and we're walking back and you thought you lost your keys. That was a huge moment in the middle of the city.
Yep.
And I thought, oh no, what's happened to him? He didn't tell me for like 5 minutes. Then he said, I think I've lost my keys. I'm like, oh, okay. And during that walk, you're saying, oh, you know, I love architecture. I love photographing buildings and landscapes and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, oh, so have you done any? You're like, no, I just do people. And I'm like, oh, okay. So what's kind of the photography enjoyment that you've had so far, even though it's not that kind of?
It always changes. It always evolves in that. Like at the moment, I'm sort of going through a thing I've really liked, photographing people. Like that's all my focus at the moment, more than landscapes and architecture and that, which is originally the direction I thought I'd take. But, you know, you can, there's so many directions in photography, there's so many directions in this industry, and there's sort of endless time to do it. You don't have to lock yourself into one section of the industry, which I see a lot of people do, you know, specialize in one area. And obviously it's good to specialize in an area or a few areas, but you don't need to just be that one person.
Yeah.
I guess inspiration, I don't know. I guess for starting off with landscapes and that and cityscapes, pretty much that's what was there. That was what was in front of me.
I'm like, literally.
Okay, let's do that. So I started taking photos of that and that. Yeah, and then when I got to TAFE, obviously it became a bit more about people, because at TAFE they have a studio.
Yeah.
They have all this flash equipment and I'd never seen any of it. It's like a whole new world of photography opened up to me. So now, you know, that's a track I've taken a little bit now.
Yeah.
I just sort of, so I guess you could say my environment around me is sort of what inspired what I was doing.
Because you work in schools now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And I work with people.
You do. Yeah. You work with people.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes. I always say I work with. I never work for. Because this is what I say. I say I only work with people. I don't work for people.
Yeah.
Because then I'm more involved.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm part of it.
Exactly.
I'm not building your dreams. We're building our dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always say that to myself. Just a silly.
No, I like it though. No, that's the thing. You know, I've done a bit of event photography in there. I don't say I'm going to photograph for this birthday party. You know, I'm going to a birthday party. I'm taking photographs,
Thing. You know, because you're like, going to be there.
Exactly. Yeah. Obviously, you got to work. You got to make sure you're getting the right shots and that. But you know, I always find the best, and you know, this goes for any industry or any hobby or anything. If you're enjoying it, you're going to do a better job.
Of course, you got to be involved and emotional, and I think. Like passion, I was saying in another show, I was talking about self-bullying and things like that and talking about passion. And it was like, you know, the minute that you kind of stop kind of pursuing passions, and they don't have to be like set in stone moments, but just giving it a go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like you said, don't stick to one thing.
No, yeah. And that's what like people have almost said to me, you know, you need to. People ask me all the time, actually, oh, what do you do? What kind of photography do you do? What do you specialize in? I kind of don't know what to say. I'm like, that's what I say. Like I said before, at the moment, I'm sort of photographing people a lot because it always changes, you know? And it's always, you know, there's no set reason. You can only do one stream of it. So, yeah.
So have you had any moments that you thought, like, I just don't like this?
Like as in a type of photography?
No. Like just with starting the business or whatever. I mean, I know you're only young.
Yeah.
I want to go like all these different directions.
So just in general with photography, if I...
The industry.
Right. Okay.
So basically how me and Matt met was through Henry.
Yeah, it was Henry. So Henry was in my class with me.
Within your class. And he found me through Star Now.
Yeah.
And Star Now is a platform for anyone who's a career person or a production person, i.e. client or talent or savvy ego person who wants lots of amazing content.
Yeah.
to network.
Yeah.
And they can work through each other either on a probo basis or a cash basis
time for print,
or
sort of
whatever.
Thing. Yeah.
And then we met. And you were on there that night, that day.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm so grateful because we ended up, like, you ended up shooting a whole heap of pictures I liked.
Yeah.
And then we met and we shot back again.
Yeah.
And so we basically...
Done a lot of shoots now.
Yeah, we have. Yeah. And so we basically met through an industry kind of channel.
Yeah.
But networking, which is exactly. what this is all about anyway. Yeah,
100%.
I mean, I know these guys know about my frustrations or they will. Yeah, like give some background from a younger perspective. Because what I feel is kind of really important right now is to get rid of this ageist thing and focus on the craft.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, the talent?
Yeah, absolutely.
The production, like the value, the community, and there's all this stuff going on. I've had a couple of shows now where I've been a little bit touchy, and I thought, well, I can't just be Mr. Nice Guy.
No.
I've got to have some kind of view on things. And I was like, what, you know, this is all about craft. This is about talent. This is about creativity. I find that it's being a little strangled here in Australia.
Yeah.
That particular part of the enjoyment.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I feel like there's a big focus on working for money.
Yeah.
And it's a creative industry. Obviously, the goal is be passionate about it. That's why what I keep trying to remind myself, for a while I was just sort of falling into this mental loop of, okay, how am I going to make money? How am I going to make a career of this? How am I going to move out? How am I going to have a family? That sort of thing. And I was kind of, which was the wrong, I feel like it was the wrong way to do it, especially when at that time I was like 18, 19. Dude, just take some photos. But yeah, no, the way to approach it is definitely, well, for me, I think it should be for everyone or most people, is you've got to do it because you love it. You really got to do it because you love it in this industry. I guess the way to put it is focus on what you like, become really good at it, and then the money will come that way.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the money's a consequence.
Exactly.
Like even the stock market, it's gambling, right? The people are addicted or adjusted to the likes of the game.
Mm.
And then, you know, money kind of dribbles from that. I mean, you look at the richest man in the world. Money came from passion and working hard and delivering product.
Yeah.
It wasn't people delivering to him.
No.
It was him delivering to others.
Yeah, exactly.
That was where he became the richest man in the world. I mean, even Bill Gates made money from delivering to others.
Yeah.
Giving a product that they can use.
Yeah, exactly.
Not what they can bring to him.
Yeah.
Money was a consequence that came around. And you look at the richest, but look, I mean, look at Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he delivered a product where it gives to other people to create their lives and do their things.
100%.
And that in turn created a revenue because he was giving a product to others.
Yeah.
It was an outward process.
Yeah. And obviously all those guys didn't, you know, know where their businesses were going to go.
No.
I don't think Jeff Bezos went out thinking, I'm going to make this business that's going to make me the richest guy in history.
No.
No way. It's.
But I'm going to be really good at delivering product.
Exactly.
I'm going to be the best at delivering product. So, I mean, that's what this show's all about, right? Having these conversations and being a bit kind of real, like, hello, knock, knock. You know, like, let's all get a grip. Let's have a real conversation about how things are tough, but how can we overcome them? How can we utilize those, I wouldn't say weaknesses, those lessons, and kind of tool up somebody else who's wants to do better? I mean, I don't know about you. Well, I do. I think I know your answer, but I don't. And that is, you know, I love environments where I can feel like achieving is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, not same. Like, not like, oh my God, I don't want to make someone jealous. Or I don't want to make someone angry. I don't want to make someone feel like I'm doing too well, or, you know, because my goalposts will always move.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you've done how much studying already, and you started the business. Now you're back in schools. I mean, those are goalposts that keep moving.
Yeah.
Because you keep going forward.
Yeah, they keep evolving as well.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. You know, obviously, I've got goals. I have an idea of where I'd like to be, but at the same time, I don't know day to day what's going to change.
No, exactly. So what your brother is into, what did you say he built?
He's an industrial designer.
Yeah, what's
sort
that?
Of along the better get this right, it'll be annoyed at me. sort of along product design that. So he works with a guy designing hammers at the moment.
Hammers?
Hammers, yeah.
Is, like
hammers specific to scaffolding.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like...
yeah, not just hammers in general.
Right. And designing hammers. Yeah, like, how many ways could you make a hammer? So this is interesting.
Exactly. A lot. I've learned that. He learned that as well.
Isn't that amazing?
He learned through his industry. I mean, he didn't have it... well, obviously, he knew a lot more about tools than me, but I don't think he knew that about that specific about hammers, how scaffolders needed them and that.
Then... me talking about giving tools to people obviously is not all jargoning because there are so many ways to make the same tool.
Exactly. 100%. Well, there's so many ways to take the same photo, make the same video, make the same podcast, you know.
That's right. But yeah, I believe that it is an art.
Yeah.
Like there is a moment where you're capturing the moment.
Yeah.
And you can stage it. And you can do all these things with lighting, you can do all these things, but there's this moment of an authenticity that kind of happens where you can believe what you're seeing.
Absolutely. And I firmly believe you can never recreate the same photo twice. Like, you can obviously do it very similar.
Mm.
You can make it almost exactly the same.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
that's why they call it art.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I do love about events as well. Like at the moment, I've mostly been doing portraits and stuff and, you know, a lot of studio stuff. It's under flashes and that, and it's all very controlled. But what I love about events is it's always, you know, fleeting moments. And that's what you're there for as a photographer. You're there to, like, capture a moment. You're there to capture literally memories because, you know, if you're there on someone's wedding day or a 21st or something of the like, you know, you're literally capturing a moment that they will then probably print or save somewhere digitally.
Yeah.
I like printing though. But they're going to look back on that and say 50 years and remember that moment, you know, that you've been there to create that.
Yeah, isn't
it? And the way you can frame up a photo and that, the different ways you take photos changes that, you know. Obviously, if you have just your uncle running around with a Polaroid at a party, snapping whatever he sees, it's going to be different to... a professional photographer. I'm not sort of discrediting the other way of doing it as well. Like obviously they're both going to give you a different result.
Yeah.
And they'll both associate different memories. They'll both remind you of different things. But yeah, there's definitely a level that you get a professional to come and take photos for you. It's a level that only they can give to you. And it's a level that only that specific photographer will give to you.
Yeah.
Like I've got mates in the industry and we're all going to approach different photo shoots differently.
Yeah.
And you'll get different things out of it. You'll see different things out in it, you know.
So have you entered any competitions or anything so far?
No, actually.
Oh, is it something you would do?
It's something I would do, yeah, but I sort of haven't yet.
This year has been a bit...
yeah, I guess this year I've been a bit lacking motivation, lacking inspiration. But on Monday, actually, I've got a shoot coming that's like just me. I've organised the whole thing and I've doing it just for myself, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
What's the theme?
Well, it's actually, I'll give it a bit of a backstory. So where I work, that does mainly school photography, the owners start up a new business, which is going to be more, you know, creative photography, corporate photography. So we've got a studio in Lidcombe that we've just finished building in that. So some of the shoots he's done, he's brought in like classic cars and stuff and brought in a model.
Oh, nice.
And really highly stylized shoots. I've really loved those, so I'm going to do the same thing, just using my car, which is not like a nice classic car, but no, it's
that BMW.
Yeah, the BM. But like, it's, you know, so I've got that retro look in that, so I've sort of built like a retro sort of theme around it, and yeah, I want to just sort of do something with that, and then, you know.
In the studio?
In the studio, yeah.
Oh, so you can drive the car?
Yeah, it's a massive studio. Oh, wow. It's like an old warehouse, so, you know, you can drive the car right in, put it on the cyclorama, and...
on the what?
Yeah, the big curved white wall.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I actually had to ask him the other day, a few shoots back, I legitimately did not even ever ask that question before.
Oh, the psych, yeah, yeah.
I was like, why is it quite curved? And you explain it's a curved...
no edges.
No
makes
edges.
Makes it look infinite.
Makes it look infinite. Yeah, so you can kind of be floating there.
Yeah, exactly.
I just assume, I never asked that
never
question.
Never thought about it, yeah.
All those years, I never asked. Who would have thought I could have not asked something?
We've done it.
We've
cracked the code.
So you've got this shoot set up. And is that going to... because is this a joint venture with the studio? Like, is it something that you work independently but you use their space and...
I've used their space, but it's all me. Like, it's all under my name.
It's all me.
Yeah, it's all me.
It's all me.
No one's going to change my mind. Yeah, but pretty much I reached out through... because I've got a few friends that are actors and, singers, like, in the entertainment industry. And so I've taken photos of them a lot.
Yeah, at their shows, right?
At their shows. But yeah, also just like if I need models for a shoot, generally I reach out to them. Be like, you want some photos? But I've sort of, with portfolio expansion, I don't want just the same people over and over and over again. So I sort of reached out through them and, you know, asked them to ask friends if they wanted to do shoots. So I've got two mates of a friend.
So
they're going to come in and model for me.
Can I just say then, anybody who's looking to, or is a model, or is anybody
aspiring?
Aspiring. I mean, you might or may not have time or whatever, but I would always suggest to reach out to photographers and send your image. Because I took a photo with my moustache, and Matt actually got me to do what he was just talking about. He had a project on, and you actually got me to do your TAFE project, which is a similar project to what you're doing, because it was something that you needed someone in that character.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just happened to have that kind of cowboyish look at the time. Yeah. So anybody out there who's seen you would have seen Matthew's photography on my social media.
Yeah.
Send him an email with some details or whatever.
Yeah, and absolutely.
You know, like, you never know when these photographers need people.
Yeah.
Like, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be next month. But, you know, like what Matt just said, and you are included in this conversation.
Yes.
like you just said,
It's about collaboration.
It's about inspiration.
Yeah.
Sometimes a person can actually have a look, or you might see something in their portfolio and go, oh, wow, I would love to recreate something like that.
Absolutely.
And do that vibe.
Yeah,
because 100%. You're growing your portfolio. So this is what I'm trying to say, and this is what I was like, where I was trying to take this, and now we're here, is the creation and the productivity is all about the productivity of creating the community. And it is about sharing, and we grow our portfolios, we grow our experience, and, you know, then people start seeing our work, and then we become self-gratifying that we've got stuff that we're happy with, and then money becomes part of that process, because we start getting work from the things that we're proud enough to show, proud enough to highlight. And when we've got those things out there, like portfolios and you know, all this content that comes from collaboration and comes from working together and actually just, you know, creating a bit of a community, we end up with bigger portfolios. I mean, we talk about Amazon. I mean, not everyone went to Amazon with their product, but by the time that they did, they were selling their products.
Yeah.
and it's like, it's a great example. Because that's what the entertainment industry is. It is in and out now.
Yeah.
It's so freaking quick. And everyone wants quicker stuff. You know, it's only 60 to 30 second stuff now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know what I mean?
People's attention spans are shrinking.
Well, only because they're making our attention spans shrink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
They're doing it so they can do more content.
Yeah.
They're not doing it because they don't want people watching one product. They want people watching five products.
They want you everywhere.
Yes.
And they own everything, so that's great.
Exactly. We don't know who they is, but they
Amazon.
Is somebody.
Amazon, Google. There's a few of them. Amazon, Google, them. Disney. They're the big.
Yeah, they're the big ones.
The corporate overlords.
But, you know, this is all about definitely starting a community here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, your social media links and stuff are on my my pages. So, you know, send over your portfolios or your photos or whatever if you're Sydney-based, and hit him up with inspiration. I mean, he might, if you want to do a shoot of your own, see what he costs. If you want to do a collaboration, see if he's interested.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like you were saying, I'm big on collaborating with people like you were saying as well, because everyone brings their different inspiration. Everyone has their own stories and that. And that's the other thing. That's the thing a photograph can do as well. It can tell a story. It's one frame, but it can really tell a story. And if someone has an interesting story, and everyone has an interesting story, then I'd love to be able to tell that as honestly and as creatively as we can.
Yeah, definitely. So how would you tell somebody to come prepare? Like, what would be the process if someone wanted to do a photo shoot and they weren't sure? What do you think's the best foot forward to kind of creating a thought process or a vision board or whatever, to come to you?
I'd say, look, come to me, talk to me, and we'll just, like Chad and I are doing right now, just have an honest conversation, you know, whether that's over message. I like talking, like, in person. Like, I always find you get a bit more out of it.
Mm.
But yeah, honestly, just to have a conversation, and then together we can sort of work out, you know, what you want to do and how we can go about it. And the more I know about a person as well, and the more we know each other, and the more we're comfortable with each other, the more you can then enjoy the shoot and the better it'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, you don't quite know what, yeah, but like we were saying, you don't quite know what you're looking for particularly. You know, we have a conversation, then we can narrow that down. And then, you know, what I always do is I make mood boards. Every time I do a shoot, I make a mood board. I send my models or talents or whatever you want to call them, references.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, they know, okay, this is what we're doing. Or they can say, no, let's take it in a different direction. That sort of thing. You know,
yeah.
It's not just showing up on the day and we do a shoot, you know, there's planning and, you know, you want to make it productive, but we also want to make it really fun.
Yeah.
You know, I hate working in an environment where I feel like I'm forcing the person to smile. You know, obviously doing school photography a lot of the time, I kind of sort of have to. But yeah, you know, if it's a creative shoot, you know, that's why I say to Chad as well, I like working with him because he talks. It's open, you know. I never feel sort of awkward, like there's an awkward silence and I'm twiddling my thumbs, you know. We're getting along. We're getting something out of it.
And everyone starts somewhere.
Yeah.
Like they're, even if, I find that I love when I'm a little bit nervous. Like even coming here.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I know what I want to say.
Yeah.
But of course I'm like, oh, well, how is it going to come out?
Yeah. No, I was the same.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like everybody needs to chill out.
Mm.
Like I'm talking about people who receive some of this stuff, people who are listening right now, you know, like it's a conversation.
Yeah.
It's just about saying, hey, like, I hear you. I got you. I understand you.
Yeah.
I want to help you. I want to be a part of your life. I want you to be a part of mine. Yeah. I want you to be a part of my business. I want to collaborate.
Like we were saying before, working with, not working for, we're working with, we're working together.
Exactly.
Always on a photo shoot, I'm working with
people.
Someone.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It can't be one-sided. It's never going to work if it's one-sided.
So what's your business strategy? Like, do you have a direction that you want to kind of take the business, or is it kind of like just expanding the portfolio and the clientele? Or
I think at the moment it's, yeah,
as a young person, like I guess I'm going there not to put you on the spot, but just as at what you can see from where you are. I mean, I've had 15 years, so I kind of got a little bit bulldozer-ish, you know,
sure,
where
yeah.
I just kind of like, well, this is what I'm doing and that's just going to happen now. And I will just continue that and I will add, you know, my isms and my strengths and my passions. But from a person starting out, especially in the 21st century, does coming out of TAFE or coming out of a school or coming out of the vision of, does the industry have that welcoming map? It's a hard question, I know, but... You know, because you work with so many people who are older than you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the people who are giving you your first leg up.
Yeah.
So, like, are they helpful?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on person to person, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
I've been very fortunate, you know, where I work now, I get on with everyone. The boss is, you know, really, you know, sort of encouraging and I take a bit of inspiration from, like, how he does things. But, yeah, I've worked for a few different people. That's how the industry works. You do contract work and that. Yeah, fortunate to have had people that have given me good advice. And that's yourself included, you know?
Yeah. So is there sign kind of like business potential for solo business, or the collaboration stuff sounds like it's so much more kind of interesting, to be honest.
Yeah, well, like I said,
like working with the studio and with the kids, and because I mean Star Now and stuff. Have you ever poached anyone off there?
I haven't
for
actually
talent?
Star Now. No.
Oh yeah.
No.
What?
I don't know.
I guess what I want to share with young people is like what how does the industry welcome you guys at the moment? You know, because everyone's coming out of school.
Mm.
I mean, we've got a couple of generations that are looking for careers.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many people with pieces of paper that say I'm fabulous.
Yeah.
But now they need to show their practicality. and, you know, as a person who didn't come from the school sector, it was all about hard work and grit.
Exactly.
And so I guess, I like to hear that there is welcome mats and that people are being helpful and not just putting you through the mill for income.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly, like everywhere I've worked and people I've worked with have been very welcoming and been very encouraging.
Yeah.
Every photographer I've met, well, with exception of a handful, you know, they're they do it because they love it. And they obviously they have their other ways, other business as well. Like obviously the school photography isn't sort of a passion thing, but it's a way of income. But he has his stuff he does as well because he loves photography.
Yeah. For a long time, for about 2 months, I didn't realize that Matthew went to other schools.
Yeah. a lot of people don't get that when I say a school photographer. I think that's really clear. You know, the people who go around and take, like, you have a day a year at school. You have your photo taken. And so I thought that was obvious.
I thought, oh my God, but how no narcissistic are these children? How many pictures do they need?
No one gets this. Like, no, it's like over 40 schools at least this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
What company is this? Like, is it a company that's run by like a New South Wales like government or organization?
Oh, no,
or is it just
a private
company that's got lots of clients?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you just need like a working with kids check.
Yeah, working with children's check and then.
And then a camera.
A camera, yeah. If you're a good photographer.
And
yeah.
skills. And what were you saying that you have to Photoshop? Like it was like some kids aren't smiling.
So like the group photos, classes of about 30 kids, say. That's about average. Sometimes they're smaller, but, you know, it's rare, especially in a kindy to year two class, you get every kid looking straight at the camera, smiling, eyes open, not pulling a dumb face. So you got to Photoshop their head. Because, you know, you take like 10 to 20 photos, if not more, of each class. So you're going through the frames and making sure you can find a head that's photoshopping it off. So say like Sally in the back row is not smiling. Go to another photo where she's smiling. Got her head out and put it on and
but
blend
do you
it together.
Offer, does the company offer those pictures? Because I know if I had a kid and it was the only one not looking at the camera, I would want that picture. Yeah. I'd be like, that is my child. Of course, everyone else is paying attention except for you.
No.
I would love that. But how awesome is
it? It would be good. From a practical point of view, though, you're kind of like, overwhelmingly, people are going to want one where they're looking at the camera.
Really? Yeah. See, we've gotten so technical with all this stuff.
Put it this way. The ones that are going to say something are going to be the ones, like maybe there's a smaller amount that do want their kids looking at the camera.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that are going to make noise.
Okay.
Like no one's going to complain about a photo where their kid is looking at the camera.
Yeah.
But you can definitely get a complaint about someone from someone whose kid's blinking, you know?
I've got so many pictures as a kid. I still remember I've got some in the album and I have a small little album of me as a kid. And, you know, you see everyone's doing something different. It was like a one-shot wonder picture.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how it used to be. But now in the digital age, that's the thing. People are, and everyone knows what you can do in the digital age as well. Everyone knows what Photoshop is. Everyone knows what you can do with Photoshop. So it's almost no excuses. If that picture's not perfect, why isn't it perfect? It could be perfect.
Wow, it sounds intense. And this is kids' photography. This is children's photography.
No, it's not bad. It's the parents, though, you know. Like, and obviously I understand parents want a nice photo of their kids.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? But, yeah, sometimes I go overboard. But it's ridiculous, but, you know.
The stories he could tell.
Yeah, sometimes there's a hair on the forehead, which is...
Needs to go.
You know, suck it up. Come on. Come on.
No, that one strain.
Yeah, that one
ruined.
Stray. It's about a centimeter too close to the eyebrow. They won't have it.
This is recent. This
Yeah. This is a recent one.
How funny. You're enjoying
becoming absolutely.
A photographer.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a learning process, but I feel like it's always a learning process. I feel like in the creative industry, I mean, again, I guess in any industry, really, you're always going to be learning.
Yeah.
That's something you like. Creatives need to remember, you're always learning. You're never going to, I feel like if you fall into a rut of, that's it, I know everything there is to know, that's highly detrimental. You always need to be open to learning new things and developing your skills more and more and more because the industry is always evolving as well.
Yeah.
Technology is always evolving faster than it ever has. Like,
give yourself a break. Let yourself be part of the process.
Yeah, exactly. Don't think I am, you know.
This is my, or
my
I
way
need to be.
Yeah. My attitude is don't think you are the best because, you know, there is no best, especially in a creative industry. There is no best. Everyone does things differently. Everything does things their own way. There is a different path for everybody.
I said the other day, the best will change.
Exactly.
So if you don't cradle what looking after the best and allowing the best to keep being the best.
Mm.
And what I mean by the best, it's like the emphasis on best. I mean the emphasis on being involved.
Mm.
You know, like being present, you know, allowing, allowing process, allowing change. Yeah, exactly. If you want if you even want anywhere near the best, you've got to allow for change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you don't allow for change, there is Buckley's on getting close to best. Because you need to change from where you are to be the best.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right there.
Yeah.
That's in that sentence.
Yeah. And everything you do will always have it'll always be a part of you.
Are you going to sing that?
Sorry?
So you almost sung that. You almost sung that.
No. I wasn't trying to sing it. I'm just trying to be nice and soothing. But no,
You were very soothing.
Thank you. What I mean is all the steps you're taking that, you'll always remember that. You'll always learn something from it. The other thing I was going to say was you don't want to try and compare yourself to other people as well. You want to try and learn from your colleagues and learn from your mentors or superiors, whatever you want to call them. But you're never trying to be someone else. You're never trying to do what someone else does. You take inspiration from them, of course you should. But if you're always striving to be someone else, you probably won't get there and you'll lose what makes you a good photographer or creative in general.
Or just individual.
Just individual, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, you just got to be you.
Yeah.
Do you, you know, and that it sounds like a throwaway line or a throwaway thing, but, you know, just having you come here today, and I know you're nervous starting off and now we're in the groove.
Yeah.
But everyone starts somewhere, it's about just being allowing people to get comfortable. Like, no pressure.
No.
Like, there's always this pressure. I know you put pressure on yourself before you got here.
Yeah.
I could tell that you had put pressure on yourself. I'm like, this guy knows me.
Yeah.
And it's like, I've spoken his face off so many times.
I've had to keep telling myself. It's just chat. What do I have to worry about? He'll guide it.
Exactly. And it's not even about being guided or anything. It's allowing people to share our stories and know that exactly what you just said. You know, I'm growing. I want to be open to learning new things. I want to be my best, but I'm not going to put myself up there on a pedestal.
Yeah.
I'm going to be open like a lotus flower. I love all these analogies. I'm going to be open like a lotus flower, and I'm just going to keep learning and growing and sharing. Guys, girls, women, men, people of all ages, hurry, hurry, hurry. Send your stuff out to photographers.
Yeah, 100%. Just creatives of any kind. I know I keep saying that, photographers are all creatives, but, you know,
Because video, there's video.
Yeah,
there's video,
yeah. But, like, anyone in the creative industry, I feel like it definitely gets a bad rap. And especially, what I will say is coming out of high school, anyone going into creative industry was given a hard time, from my perspective.
From the school?
Peers, school. I mean, it depends. I guess it's going to depend on demographic area, what school you go to.
Yeah.
But for me personally, yeah, it was sort of, how are you going to, you know, have a career as a photographer? How are you going to make money? That sort of thing. It was a lot of...
Doubt?
A lot of doubt.
Bullying?
In a way, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the big thing as well was by not going to uni. And if I told people I wasn't going to uni, they were like stunned. Like, how are you going to get a job? How are you going to live? You're going to be homeless. You're going to die on the streets or something. But, you know, uni is definitely not the be-all and end-all.
No.
100%. I don't have any hex debt. I'm free. I'm sweet. Free. How will I put this?
A lot of your friends have debt?
Yeah, a lot of my friends have debt. But no, the way I'm going to put it was there's a big attitude of you finish school, you go to uni. There are a lot more avenues than that. There's apprenticeships, there's TAFE, there's not working, like not studying, rather, you probably should work. There's not studying, just going and working. Like there is no, not one avenue, like I said before. And I feel very passionately about this. Schooling system needs to change that.
It does.
Absolutely, because it's very detrimental to mental health as well.
It does. It is. It is because it is like a churnout system.
Exactly.
And it doesn't give you a place to feel where you kind of get to understand yourself. And I spoke to Sapir, who was a person who was looking into coaching and was being coached. And I do coaching and I'm looking into doing more stuff in the realms of coaching and being a part of the process that can help each other, the tutor, the teacher, the student.
Mm.
I mean, it's all very self, it's so much more bigger than an institution. When there are so many people who have the ability to show, to teach,
yeah.
to educate. You know, I mean, we grow up with educators, parents, hopefully.
Yeah.
Those people are supposed to be educators. You know, I mean, the emphasis should be more on them than
yeah.
where they throw you for half the day.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then there's this whole like, oh, this place who doesn't cater for one-on-one.
No,
that doesn't
at all.
Cater to your individual needs. I didn't learn to read and write until I was 18 because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
I'm just as passionate as you, Matthew.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be another show. But no, I definitely agree with you there. Like
yeah.
the emphasis on wanting to get passionate about starting what you're passionate about.
Exactly.
Like you did with your business, you have with your friends, getting involved, saying, come and help me out. I'll help you out. Do you know? And
yeah.
now you're in a industry where you're working in a studio.
Yeah.
You're about to shoot your first project with them personally and create, you know, your mojo and start getting the thing happening. So it doesn't have to start at that level of certificate education. It
yeah.
You just have to have a leg up.
Exactly.
Some inspiration and people helping guide the way.
100%. No, there's Yeah.
That's like long-winded.
I like what you said about churning it out. So it's like a factory. That's what
yes.
I find that sort of year 12 HC and ATAR does. It gives you a number. With that number, you go, okay, now I can do these courses. And because I can, I should.
Mm.
And, you know, then, you know, people end up a lot. So many people go into accounting and law and all that stuff. And obviously that stuff's great if you want to do it. But the trap I see a lot of young people fall into is I can, so I should. So I don't let my parents down. And I'm scared I'm going to not get a job if I don't go be an accountant or something because... You know, how else will I get money?
And it's
creators
scary.
Don't get hired, that
it's
sort of
scary
thing.
As a young yeah. person.
Of course it's scary. It is, you know, but I think the way that the system's been built is to almost scare them into doing it.
Yeah. But I'm so glad that you've come here today and you've shared so much of your story. But besides all the all the conversation that we could now get into, and we will.
Yep.
I'm going to have you back, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Because I'd love you to come back and talk more about the education because
yeah.
that would give me a chance to talk about mine.
Yeah.
And I'd love to share a bit more about how I've seen education and how I've learnt and a little bit more about understanding where you've come from.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I'd love to have you back and talk more about education, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to.
I'm sure everyone will understand that segment.
Yeah, yeah.
and we'll all have our two bobs worth in that segment. And I think it's going to be an awesome show. Today has been great.
Absolutely.
If you are a talent or someone who's looking for photography, either event, either studio, either, well, just all
anything.
Sorts of things.
Anything. I'll attempt anything.
You can contact Matthew. His links and things will be up on this little review of The View.
Yep.
And till then, guys, this is Matt. This is Chad coming at ya. Gotta live, laugh, and enjoy life. Why? Cause you gotta. In our hometown, running free, it could be everything that we were chasing. I'm impatient just to see how you make everything fall into place. Whatever we make, how you make everything fall into place. First one to get off at the stage.